Kenny from House Records and Tom Raymond from Juno, from the Juno LAO here with us in the room. We have only one item of business on our calendar today, which is an introduction of HB 189, an employment tax for education. Ms. Foley, could you walk us briefly through the content of the bill?
Thank you. For the record, Rose Foley, staff to Representative Fonholz. Before you is House Bill 189, which would establish an education tax. This legislation seeks to raise a small portion of the overall funding needed to meet this constitutional obligation. Alaska Constitution Article 7, Section 1 requires the establishment and maintenance of a system of public schools. So this legislation would help fulfill that constitutional obligation. Alaska had some form of an education tax from 1919 until 1980, so this is not a new idea. HB 189 is estimated to raise $65 to $66 million annually when it's fully implemented, with approximately 20% of the tax base attributed to non-resident workers. The measure has an element of progressivity in the income brackets that would determine the tax due. Those begin on page 1 and go through page 2. And if the committee would like, I could walk through a brief explanation of the sectional analysis.
Very briefly.
Okay. The meat of this bill is really in section 1. The first section there, 4345011, authorizes the Department of Revenue to collect the education tax. The next section, 45.021, directs employers to withhold one half of the estimated tax from each of an employee's first two payrolls of the year. Section 42.031 stipulates that a self-employed individual will remit the tax required under AS 4345011. Section 45.041 provides a mechanism for a taxpayer to request a refund if an overpayment is made. Section 45.051 requires a person to report to the Department of Revenue any payments made to a self-employed individual if that reporting is also required by the IRS. Section 45.061 directs proceeds from this tax to the Public Education Fund within the General Fund. Section 45.099 provides definitions of key terms in this chapter. The three following sections are uncodified law related to the department adopting regulations and effective dates. The effective date of this act is January 1st, 2022.
All right, thank you very much. I'm gonna set, that concludes our introductory hearing for HB 189 today. I'm setting an amendment deadline of 8 a.m. Tuesday, May 4th for this bill. I also wanna note that Representative Wool joined us at 12:54 p.m. On Tuesday, we will take invited testimony and public testimony on this bill and consider any amendments. Please note that the change of our meeting on Tuesday is to 5:30 p.m. To accommodate floor schedule. All right, and with that, the House Ways and Means Committee is adjourned at 12:57.